And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Linda Gassenheimer is back from her Scandinavian and European excursion and ready to talk about Indian cuisine. A really creative spot got your attention in the downtown Dadeland area, Linda. Is it true they have a garden and grow their own veggies?
Absolutely. We're going to hear all about it. And if you go to the WLRN Facebook Live video, you'll see all the vegetables that he brought from the garden and what he's cooking.
They're gorgeous. So it's the WLRN Facebook page.
Yes.
And I'm really interested in this. There's actually a use for Florida's incredibly stifling humidity, but we'll find out more about that.
Okay. I didn't know what you were going to say. You hesitated, and we will find out more. That's a nice little tease. Thank you very much. But Bonnie, you know, Indian cuisine, it's becoming very popular. It's so packed with flavor. And as you mentioned, I was overseas in London. There's such wonderful Indian food there. I was so happy to find this one, this restaurant here in Miami. We're going to learn more about it from our guest, Neven Patel. He's bringing a new meaning to Indian food here in Miami. He's the chef owner of the new restaurant, Ghee, that's G-H-E-E, Ghee Indian Restaurant. It's in downtown Dadeland. Let's welcome Chef Patel.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Brought some wonderful food with him. Yes. And also, later on the segment, we're going to have our restaurant news segment. And it's going to be Matt Meltzer. He's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Media Group. He's going to join us with this week's restaurant news and tips for eating out this weekend, special weekend coming up.
Right.
Okay, and we'd also, of course, love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you tried Indian cuisine? What are your thoughts? Do you have any questions for our guest? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-9576. WLRN.
Or email is radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
Well, Neven Patel, congratulations on opening Indian Kitchen. Now, you've worked in many of the top Florida restaurants. I know 3030 Ocean, the Chica Lodge in Key Largo, and most recently at Michael's Genuine. So those are sort of American-style restaurants. What brought you to Indian food, other than the fact that your name is Neven Patel?
Exactly. It's basically trying to bring a new home-style Indian cuisine to the restaurant atmosphere, trying to bring the home into the restaurant. And I feel like Indian food is at the cusp of emerging here in the U.S., and I think people in Miami are ready for some packful flavor.
Well, it certainly is packed with flavor. We're going to look at that in a minute from the food you've brought. But you mentioned it's a family restaurant, home style. I mean, your wife is there helping you with it. Even your mother-in-law is in the restaurant.
Yeah, it truly is great that I have such a great support system with my wife and my family. From ground up, they've been there since day one, really helping build the restaurant and bringing that home touch to the atmosphere, for sure.
You know what I found interesting, Linda, is that I see you have dishes that are not seen in the U.S. Tell us about those.
Yeah, that was the whole kind of concept of why we're doing the restaurants, to kind of broaden the stroke for people that are coming into Indian restaurants. Instead of just having a curry, a rice, and a naan, to really try to bring more dishes. So the whole concept is you being able to order like 5 or 6 new items that you've never tried and then experience the flavors, textures, into everything.
Well, it's wonderful. Well, let's talk about, we're talking about the foods here. Let's talk about the food that's here.
Okay.
Okay. So we have here, it's like a little tiny cup filled, what do we call it?
So that's a pani puri.
Pani
and it's a
puri.
Semolina cup that is filled with sprouted mung beans and beets that we grew in our yard. And then traditionally in India, you just go on to a street vendor and he kind of does all the work for you. And then you put a little bit of the green juice water that we've created
out of this one.
Okay. That has like a little bit of kale, spinach in it. And then you eat the whole thing, and you get an explosion of flavors, textures.
Well, it's truly texture and flavor. And
yeah,
let me
what's
tell
it in? What is it placed in?
So that's a semolina cup. So we actually just take semolina flour.
It's about the size of a golf ball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, and it's semolina flour with soda water. and we make a dough out of it. It's pretty basic, but very
technique-driven.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crunchy, and it has the flavor from the filling, and then the juice on top of it, and you just pick it up and eat it. And it's just wonderful. And then also we have here, it's a samosa, but the sauce the samosa's in. Tell us what's that sauce.
So the sauce is everything we're growing in the yard right now. So we have lemon verbena, mint, and cilantro. And we kind of make a puree out of it with a little bit of cumin and
it's wonderful.
And garlic.
Lemon that verbena is let's tell everyone what lemon verbena is, a leaf.
It's a leaf.
Yes,
so,
a green leaf. So people should know that it's an edible.
It's an edible.
It almost looks like a geranium leaf, actually.
Yeah, and the great thing about the lemon verbena is it adds that lemony taste that you're looking for in like a chutney.
Mm-hmm.
But without, when you add lemon juice, it makes the greens turn brown. So you can get that natural acidity and flavor of lemon.
But
without
keeping
and keeping the color really nice and green.
Right.
That's beautiful.
I never thought of that. It's true. It keeps a wonderful color. And Bonnie's eating away here. So she can't tell us how it tastes because she's eating. And also...
No, I can tell you the beet. What was it called?
The beet pani puri.
Beet pani puri is delicious. Everything I've tasted is really,
really wonderful. And then there's the other one, it's like a fried fritter or something.
Yeah, that's it's kind of become a thing here in Miami. It's called the backyard pakora. And
called backyard because you take all the vegetables from your backyard.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everything that we're growing at the farm right now into a like gluten-free chickpea fritter. And it's just chickpea flour, rice flour, and then today we have taro leaf, peppers, and scallions and green onions. That are from the yard into this fritter.
So you don't have a written menu, really, do you? You, like, make it fresh. I mean, it could be written, but you make it fresh every
day? Exactly. So we've set it up where we print our menu every day.
Mm.
And so the exciting thing about it is you can come back over and over, and you'll find some staples that we'll kind of go into and then have a lot of new dishes that you can try all the time.
Well, we have to finish up with the dessert.
I didn't get that.
No, I know, because I have it over here. Would you like to...
That's okay, Linda.
Here.
I'm still enjoying you.
Yeah, all right, fine. So this dessert is amazing because, tell us what it is, and then I'll explain why I think it's so amazing.
Yeah, so we incorporated a very traditional Gujarati dessert. Gujarati is from the region where my ancestors are from, and it's basically like a hung yogurt that we've sweetened with jaggery.
What's jaggery?
Yes.
Jaggery is a pure cane sugar.
Oh.
That when they juice the cane sugar, they just cook it down all together instead of separating the molasses and the sugar. So it gives you like the best of both worlds, where molasses kind of can be really strong and bitter. This has like both flavors. And then we make our own yogurt at ghee, and then we strain it all almost like a Greek yogurt would be, and we slightly sweeten it with the jaggery. Then on top, this morning I was at a local farmer. Her name is Margie from Bee Haven. And she introduced me to this amazing new fruit that I've never had. Is the white sapote. And we're going to call it the Redland pear right now. And it has like such amazing floral.
Wonderful flavors there. And you know, as I was tasting it, the sugars, it's almost crunchy. So it's almost like a creme caramel in a sense because of the texture of this. And I know of black sapote, but I didn't know about white sapote, which is really... wonderful. And then there's pecans on top.
Yeah, pecans. Yes. And that's it.
Well, go ahead, Maya.
I was just gonna say, where is your restaurant?
So the restaurant is in downtown Dadeland. Really happy to be in the neighborhood. I think Pinecrest and South Miami and Kendall need some more restaurants that they can, so they don't have to travel so far north.
Right. Well, it's downtown. For those people who may not know, downtown Dadeland is across Kendall Drive from Dadeland, the mall.
Okay.
And it's a whole city that's sort of exploded. It's just sort of grown up, as things do in Miami.
As they tend to do.
Yes.
But let's go to what you gave us a tease about early in the program, Bonnie. This what he's doing with water. It's so fascinating. Tell us about it.
Yeah,
Neil
so
Patel.
When we were kind of conceptualizing the restaurant, me and my wife really wanted to make a difference and have the restaurant mean something for us instead of just profits. And our idea was, you know, water in the world, and even in the U.S., there are certain spots, is still such a hard commodity if you can't believe it. It's like, so we really found actually a local company called Skywater out of Davie that's creating these amazing machines that actually create clean drinking water out of the humidity in the air.
It's amazing.
How do they do that?
So think about how an AC unit works. It condensates water, and you see all the drippage. So it actually is basically the same kind of unit. It condensates all the humidity in the air. And we have a filter system that it filters through.
So it goes through carbon filter system. So people are going to be worried. What am I drinking?
Yeah. So it's like, and it's actually really clean because there's nothing in it at all. So it's almost like distilled water. So it's really healthy for you.
And how many gallons a day do you make?
So this machine that we have at the restaurant produces around 35 to 40 gallons of clean drinking water a day.
I would think, maybe this is silly, but isn't it like rain? I mean, it's...
Exactly.
Rain is one of the cleanest waters there is.
Yeah. Right, but then his and is, of course, clean. Yes. Yeah. So let's say that. And you know, Bonnie, you mentioned that I was away. I was at a conference, and at this conference in Stockholm, one of the main points that we're talking about is the problem of water throughout the world.
Well, it's a scarce...
It's the major problem. Mm-hmm. But tell us about the charity you have water.
We're starting a charity at Guy, so everyone that dines in at the restaurant will contribute $1 a person for the water. And it's going to go...
Restaurant will do it, not the diner. Yes.
Yeah. And the whole idea is I want to close 1 week out of the year and take the whole staff to a third world country, and where we can also at the same time have like a food experience and culture experience, and then also do good by implementing these machines. And the machines that we're going to create for those create about 150 gallons of water a day, and they're run off of biofuel, so there's no electricity needed either.
Will this company, Skywater, is that the name of it, be involved?
Yes, they will be involved.
That sounds like just an incredible thing.
It's wonderful, and it'll be able to bring water to rural areas where they don't have clean water. So it's just a wonderful thing they're doing, and that's Guy Indian Restaurant in downtown Dayland. We're going to take a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Chef Neven Patel. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we've been talking with Guy Indian Kitchen Restaurant chef and owner, Neven Patel. He's been telling us about his special style of Indian cuisine, and we've been enjoying some of it right here in the studio. I know Bonnie Berman is just gorging away at it. And by the way, WLRN's Facebook page has a live video of an interview with Chef Patel, and it shows all of the wonderful food that we've been eating.
It's as beautiful as it is delicious. It really is, those vegetables that you grow. Did you say it's at your home Homestead?
In Homestead, yeah.
Yes, he grows. But what he found out was that because the Indian vegetables, India has a similar climate to ours, that he could grow Indian-style vegetables there, which is quite different from ours and makes wonderful, wonderful food. Mm. But in the meantime, in case we've made you hungry and you're looking for dinner in minutes, this is an easy dinner for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend or for any time, really. It's Southwestern Chicken Burgers with quick coleslaw. And by the way, this is May. We're coming to the end of Burger Month. So here's a chicken burger for you. Spicy tomato salsa gives a very light touch to these burgers, and it gives a hint of the Southwest. And then there's a cool coleslaw for the side dish. And all you do is mix some salsa into ground white meat chicken, and then you cook it into burgers and serve it that way on burger rolls with some sliced tomatoes and lettuce. Very simple to make. And I like to make my own coleslaw, which is so simple because you can buy the coleslaw, cabbage and all already shredded for you, and you just add some mayonnaise and all. Very simply made. It's mayonnaise and vinegar. Well, you can find that complete recipe and a photo. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. And as I mentioned, watch the Facebook Live video at WLRN Facebook page. It's time for our restaurant news, and we have with us Matt Meltzer. He's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. He's going to give us tips on what's new in the restaurant world this week and maybe where we should go this weekend. Hello, Matt. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you, Linda. Once again, you're having food. I'm disappointed that I'm not in there to try to today. Indian food is so hard to find in Miami. I was so excited. And once again, you're leaving me out of the party. So, you know,
yeah, you're
again.
Sorry. You're sorry to miss this one, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, I would. And you know, I was going to talk about. Spent a whole show talking about it. We don't need to go over it again. But it is delicious.
Well, Matt, you're always welcome to come into the studio, but you're traveling at the moment, so
I am.
So, where else can we go?
Well, kind of the big new spot as far as sort of a destination restaurant to check out is called Lightkeepers. It's the new spot at the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
It's Lightkeepers, sort of like, you know, how it was the lighthouse, the famous lighthouse out there on Key Biscayne. It's a name to attribute for the Lightkeepers that were there. It's the new spot at Ritz there. You know, Ritz-Carlton's pretty much universally have great restaurants. This is keeping with that tradition. Great waterfront view there. You can see not only the pool, but the Atlantic and Biscayne and that from pretty much anywhere in the restaurant, which if you're looking for just a nice place to eat by the water, it's fantastic. They have one of those Josper grills there. You're familiar with the Josper grills. It's a Spanish-style grill that's sort of smoking and barbecuing at the same time, so the meat just has this really
unique
flavor.
It looks like a regular oven, but it's got charcoal inside. That's all it has.
Right.
That's the only energy
right.
it has. Right.
Right. So it's kind of like, it's not like barbecue, but the meats have a really smoky flavor there. They have their own herb garden there that they use. Most of the food is locally sourced. It's a lot of Florida beef, Florida cheese, Florida seafood. And again, just a fantastic view there. And, you know, the Josper ovens are becoming more popular, but there's still not a ton of them out there. And if it's a style of barbecue or a style of meat that you wanted to try, this is definitely a spot to check out at some point this week, especially since we're getting towards the days where eating outside won't necessarily be so fun.
Might be a fun thing to do on Memorial Day this weekend. There'll be
it might
the water
be.
There. Yeah. So is there anywhere else that you can tell us about?
Well, talking about dining on the water, there's also Kiki on the River, which has been open for a little bit now. I finally got a chance to go in there last week. To me, it's sort of what the other nice places on the river should be. It's a lot of really nice upscale food with a beautiful view, but they're not snooty. They're not pretentious there. Anybody can go there. I was there. There was families eating next to me. People come in shorts. It's a very laid-back vibe, but very upscale Greek food.
Yeah, but the chef, Greek, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chef there was at Milos out in South Beach, which is a very different kind of concept, but he's got a great pedigree. The guy who owned it actually is Roman from the Opium Group, you know, who owned most of the clubs in South Beach for a long time. This is sort of his restaurant project. And like I said, it's really fantastic upscale food, a really great date spot there if you want to just go and have a nice meal right next to the river with views of downtown. And again, it's a much more casual, laid-back vibe. I mean, the food's not cheap. It's not a cheap place to eat, high-quality stuff. But, you know, a place you can bring your kids or, you know, you can go with your husband or your wife or whatever and have a real nice time with a great view.
Okay, I think we have time for just one more. Have you got another one?
Well, Ghee was the big one I was going to talk about today, so I'll just reiterate, you know, go there.
Okay.
You know, what I like about it is that it's small, and I think a lot of restaurants aim with these big 200-seat concepts or whatever, and they go out of business. I think having a small spot in a sort of underserved area, I mean, I feel like it's going to be there for a long time.
Great. Wonderful, Matt. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to talking with you when you get back.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Matt Meltzer. Matt Meltzer, the Miami editor of the Thrillist Group, giving us some great restaurant reviews. Let's go. Well, he ended with ghee, and we've got the ghee owner and chef right here in the studio, Nevin Patel. Nevin, let's go back, because you mentioned about it being a family restaurant and the decor. Tell us about the table that you mentioned earlier to me.
Yes. We really wanted guests to feel like they're coming into our home, like in India or here in the States. And a lot of pieces that we have in the restaurant really are some of them from India. One real particular piece is like a bench. As soon as you walk in to the restaurant, when I was in India 10 years ago, I was in the attic of my great-grandfather's house in a small village, and I saw this amazing old bench. And we flew it back here, got it shipped over, got it restored, and we never really found a great home for it. But now it has an amazing home.
Now it's at home at Ghee, yes.
Yeah.
But you also, when you walk in on the left side on the wall, a huge wall filled with very large jars of spices.
Yes.
Did you make all of those spices? What are they?
Yeah, so we kind of took the downtime, well, not really downtime, but the construction time of opening up the restaurant into preserving and creating all our spice blends for all our cooking. And we have around 280 ball jars, half-gallon ball jars, full of preserves from the farm or local farmers, all our spice blends, grains, and all kinds of... It's a fun wall to just kind of look at and go through. And the whole idea is like kind of our inspiration wall, because we get in great ingredients, and then once you have those ingredients, you can kind of go on the wall and pick like a really nice chutney that we preserve.
So it's not just for a visual effect. You use them.
Exactly. It's a functional wall. And sometimes if we run out in the middle of service, we're running, kind of climbing over some tables to get it onto
the wall.
What are your hours?
So our hours are Tuesday to Saturday, dinner only, from 5 to 10 on weekdays and 11 on weekends. And on Sunday, I love doing brunch. So we said, let's do Sunday brunch. And we're closed Sunday night and Monday.
So what is an Indian brunch?
Indian brunch is a lot of, like, you know, South Indian food is very traditional with, like, Indian brunch. So there's, like, a lot of dosas, idlis. And then we also incorporated some really traditional, like, American favorites, like egg dishes, into the menu also.
With your Indian spices.
With Indian spices.
Yes.
And you forgot to talk about the chai.
Oh, yes. The chai you're having now.
Yes, it's so good.
So the chai is Indian Assam tea that we actually steep with all the herbs from the farm. So it has lemongrass, mint, and ginger that we grow on the farm, kind of steeped into it.
It's delicious.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And, of course, just quickly, ghee stands for clarified butter.
Exactly. Right. Ghee is clarified butter, means pure, has a lot of great spiritual and cooking, like, meaning to it.
Well, it's just wonderful. Thank you, Chef Neevan Patel, for joining us and for the very delicious food.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Ghee Indian Restaurant, Ghee Indian Kitchen, is located at 8945 Southwest 72nd Place. And just know that it's in downtown Dadeland, which is across Kendall Drive from Dadeland Mall. And Matt Meltzer is the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group, and he's gave us some wonderful information, a couple of new restaurants in town. Bonnie Berman, nice talking with you. You ate well today.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you, Neevan.
Next week will be our one-hour restaurant review program.
Okay.
So call in with your favorite restaurant and find your treasures. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thank you for joining us this hour. Technical direction by our online producer, Jason Zapka. Richard Ives is lead producer. Polly Landis is associate producer. If you'd like to link this program's audio to a friend or listen again, you can find it on the Topical Currents tab at our website, WLRN.org. We also have the iTunes podcast, as well as the Topical Currents Facebook page. Monday is a Memorial Day special, so I'll return Tuesday for a program all about the acclaimed PACE Center for Girls. They intercept adolescents and teens from entering the male-oriented juvenile justice system. It's been quite effective in getting these girls back on to a meaningful track. Bonnie Berman for Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.